Hello, and welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast. And as America's trying to reopen, we are still recording from our respective home studios, but we are still focused on increasing your ability to fully engage your teams in these very trying times. Uncertainty abounds. I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach. And as always, I'm joined in our technological hookup here with my friend and colleague, Chris Godey, the John Maxwell Vice President. Chris, how's everything in the bunker today?
It is going well. And talk about reopening. We are in the throes of it. And so looking forward to even just having this conversation today, because we're living it out. We are dealing with the excitement, but also the opportunities for growth when it comes to my leadership and our leadership in doing this. And so I know you're still relaxing at home. I'm grateful that today you decided to move from your top level of your house down into your actual office.
I am in my actual office. I ditched the Zoom background, and now you can now see my my pride of my life, really, my library.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you haven't commented on the pink shirt. I'm alive today.
I didn't want to do that to you. Did it to you privately. What I do love about your background, we were talking a little bit about this, is just the proof of you being a product of the product. You know, you are an avid learner and consumer, and often share a lot of things that you're learning and books that I need to be reading. And that's proof of it right there. And that's the actual books, right? Like, your Audible library is quadruple that. So,
well, yeah. And I've got my, I'm trying to transition all that to my iPad so that I can carry them all with me when I travel. But since we're not traveling, these are my babies right now.
I love it.
All right.
Listen, we are excited to be with you. I think, you know, in the reopening of businesses, it's a great opportunity for us as leaders. We're going to be able to impress the people that we're leading for a long time to come, as long as we go about it the right way. And especially since there's so much uncertainty, not only in leadership, but in everybody's businesses, because not everybody's businesses are succeeding right now. Probably the majority of them are not. And that just goes down into individuals having roles where they're concerned. And I know you have had conversations like that. Some of your team, I've been having some conversations. And so we really got to focus on how we communicate. And when we do that, it's not just our perception of how we communicate. It's our team's perception. It's those that we have influence with, and how do they receive that? And there's a gap there. And in essence, this is where this really came from. You know, I love the title you came up with that. I'll share that just in a minute where we're going today. It really kind of got stuck in my mind from one of our executive facilitators and coaches, Greg Cagle, talked about it back when we talked about discovering your authentic leadership style, which is a great course that we do for leadership teams. And we're doing it virtually. We do it on site. We coach through some different behavioral assessments. And so if you're interested, obviously, we always tell you about the learner's guide that Perry created for today. Any digital format, even what I just talked about with discovering your authentic leadership style, or if you just have a thought or a question about what we're going to talk about today, man, go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. And you can inquire about that information right there, and Perry and I will get back to you, whatever it is. Well, so today's topic, even just talking about it, we've kind of led into this, is avoiding the intention versus perception gap as we're reopening. Like, let's get specific and talk about the fact that we are reopening and we're going to be dealing with challenges that that we've never been faced with before. There's not a handbook for this, right? This is something new to us. And so we got to be really aware of it from a communication standpoint and a leadership standpoint of what we call the IP gap, the intention versus perception gap. So you heard kind of my initial thoughts, Perry. Is that what were you thinking about? Because you are the one that comes up with the titles and the content for us. Talk to us a little bit about where you were thinking and what you're hearing that led you to this.
Yeah, you're all over it. And as I talk to leaders, especially in our coaching business, that this is it's been an unprecedented time where it's kind of new. Everybody's affected. It wasn't just one group or one company or one industry. It's everyone. But it is, thankfully, we're beginning to reopen, not just in North America, but around the world. And it's a fantastic opportunity for leaders to really lean into their communication style. I also think we talk a lot here about engagement and employee engagement. What a fantastic time for people to disengage. Matter of fact, they've probably been a little disengaged by being at home or being distracted or being away. And there's been so much in the news, so much going on that you can pay attention to besides our mission to serve our clients. But now it's time to come back, and some are going to come back faster than others, and some are going to want to come back, some are not. There's all kind of issues, and your communication, I think, can either add to or detract from the level of engagement that you're going to see coming back from folks. Actually, in a future podcast, we're going to talk about how do you reclaim that culture that you had that was kind of disrupted as well. So, yeah, looking at what you intend to say is one thing. How it was perceived by the people on your team, individuals or groups, is quite something else. And so that's what I really wanted to look at today.
I love it. I think it's so relevant. It falls directly under what we talk about in regards to level two influence and leadership. You know, everything that we do is built off that model that John built at five levels. And it's a great roadmap. It's a very simple roadmap for you to understand as a leader. And if you don't get this right coming out of as we reopen, this is the foundation, level two influence leadership. This is the foundation for everything that you will build going forward, because things are different. Things are going to change. I think we like to say the new now versus the new normal. It's what we're dealing with now. It'll be different right in 6 months and 12 months, but this is absolutely the foundation. So let's dive in. You came up with five questions for us really to be kind of asking ourselves and to be looking at as we do reopen. And my encouragement to you today as we work through this is just to write these five questions down and begin to ask yourself these questions over the next week or two, just to keep it in front of you. And the first question, which is very relevant to even just making sure you're keeping this in front of you, is it's about awareness. Am I aware, right, of others' perspective of my communication? Do I know how it's being received? And kind of another in this awareness question that we're starting off with, am I others aware of how people are feeling and viewing as we reopen? We've said before on this podcast, you know, what's it look like to be on the other side of your leadership, right? And this is what you're saying here, which is, am I aware of how others are actually seeing my communication? Am I also aware of how they're dealing with it? I will tell you this before I throw it to you and some of your thoughts on this. I think this is so huge because leaders, we're under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. We still have KPIs. They may be drastically different than year over year numbers and or even what your 2020 budget was. And so you sometimes will come in with blinders on and get into a hole and you're trying to go into level three production mode. And the way that you may be communicating will come across insensitive. They don't understand where I'm coming from. And it's going to affect your team in a great way and how they respond to you and your leadership during this time.
Yep. And I think a lot of us, I speak for me, when I was really a level one leader, positional leadership, I'm the boss, you're not. I don't really care how you see me. Just do what I tell you to do. And total disengagement, no buy-in. People are not motivated or driven positively by that at all. Go to the level two. I started thinking about how do people see me? So much of communication is nonverbal. And I'm wondering, you know, now I need to be paying attention to how I am received, because the message can be diluted or even missed completely. If I'm not really aware of how others see me and how they are hearing me and where are they coming from right now? That's the biggest piece of this, is stop assuming that everybody sees it the way I do. And that everybody's got a unique probably position on this, how the level of fear, anxiety, uncertainty, confidence, whatever. I actually put in our notes, we were talking about that one thing. I thought, people would see me as a confident leader, and somebody told me one day that they thought I was arrogant. Well, I intended confidence. They got arrogant. I thought, well, then I want to be this quiet, thoughtful type. And they thought I was indecisive. I went, what? And then the final one was, I said, I want to be that sensitive, caring leader. And they somebody told me, I think you're needy. I'm like, okay, there's definitely a gap. So how am I doing that? So I really want to, in this first question is, am I aware of my communication style, of nonverbals I'm sending? How do people see me? Because it's going to help shrink that gap a bit.
I agree. Yeah. Before I throw it to you for number two, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about while you're saying that was, in order for you truly to know this, I think there's really two things that you should be very interested in right now at this time as a leader. How are they wired, right? What is their behavioral style? Do you understand that? Because at the end of the day, if you don't, you need to go study them. You need to study their report, right? And then the second thing I thought of was, you just got to ask the question. You got to be willing to ask that question of your people and set it up in a way where they feel comfortable being honest and candid with you in order to truly kind of figure out where that is.
Right. Well, you get that level two, if you're really deep in the level two and connecting with people and generating buy-in, they start to know who you really are, and you can let down your guard, and that we use the word vulnerability or authenticity. And a lot of these misperceptions can go away. It's when they don't really know us that well, when we don't let down our guard, that they begin to think that, oh, you weren't even affected by this virus thing like we were. Well, no, we just talked about that in perspective principles, that the adversity and crisis really is a time for leaders to be more relatable to their people, because we were all affected. You know, question two, I took this straight from John's teaching about, you know, in your communication, people can generally tell, are you manipulating me or are you trying to motivate me? And I find that the gap is really expanded because people know, and you can probably speak a lot to this from being with John so many years, but if I'm manipulating, I'm trying to get something for me, and it's a hurry, hustle world. We're kind of behind because of what's happened. We're trying to catch up. There's a lot going on. I just kind of skip right to the meat of the message and take away a lot of the connecting pieces of it. And that feels manipulative, like you're trying to just get something to make yourself look better, versus motivating it is not about you, the leader, it's about the team.
Yeah. You mentioned a word early on in our intro, just about engagement, right? Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this, there's a fine line between what we call manipulation and influence. And that's your motive behind why you're doing what you're doing and what you're saying to your team and how you're saying it. And so you need to make sure that you check yourself, check your motive. But I would tell you this, I think one of the best things you could do as a leader in this moment to make sure that they feel like it's coming across and they know truly that it's motivating, you're not manipulating them, is really talk about how do I communicate the purpose of what we're doing, the purpose of what they are doing, right, in their individual role, in the roles, and how is the brand that you're working for, how is that attributing to the common good right now? How is that adding value to people's lives? For us, right, our number one value is to add value to leaders that are, you know, multiplying. And so for us, everything that we've done during this process, we have tried to communicate and to motivate in a way that it's about adding value to people. And even if it comes at the cost of a dollar, that's irrelevant to us right now. Mm-hmm. It's really about adding value to people. And so I think as you think about this, number one, just check your motive behind what you're communicating and how you're communicating. And then secondly, is I think to engage them, right now during this time, you have to have a strong, motivating story, authentic story that's tied to your purpose about how it is helping other people. It's helping the common good.
I also find it's slow down a bit and leave space for people not only to receive it, but to question. And so ask for questions and find out, like you were saying, where are people coming from? And if I'm just one way, I'm in a hurry, it can be manipulative, but I want to be motivating. I want to re-engage you and get us back into the swing, but there's a lot of dynamics going on. You may have questions. You may have concerns. You may have some fears. And so I want to be sure that those have a chance to get on the table. I want to ask you about number three, because it's another one that John taught us, and I'd love to get your perspective on that. I wrote the question would be, am I competing or completing in my communications. And I think that we all, you've been married more than an hour, you know that if you are trying to be right or to win in any conversation, it's a loss on that. So, you know, are you trying to help me and show you care and build trust with me, or is there something else going on here? Are you competing with me? So give me your thoughts on that one.
Yeah. I have been married longer than an hour, and we could to an awesome, incredible leader herself, but we could have a conversation about that. I think the biggest thing for me when you asked this question that really came across was the word collaboration. For me, I think not only do we as leaders right now need to be aware of collaborating and understanding the struggles of our customers and those that we serve and those that we partner with, but we also need to be doing it in a way to where our team feel like we're helping them complete themselves, their role, to the best that they can they potentially be. Now, listen, that comes, right, where it's another fine line where you, from a collaboration, at the end of the day, leaders, you're compensated to make the decision and move the ball forward, and you've got to it's not by committee that you're making decisions at all times. But you have to make sure what I tell to my team all the time in regards to how we're working with our customers and our partners right now is like, listen, you have to understand if their voice is heard, okay, they will buy in to where we end up going, right? They will get along with where you're going. If so when you think about your team, if you just allow them to have a conversation, you're collaborative about kind of what we were just talking about, even your second question, if you allow them to do that, they will feel like you are completing them and where you're trying to take the organization to move, to reopen. Things are going to be different. We have to innovate. Look what we're doing right here. And we're grateful for those that are putting up with all the less than best quality of audio and even get to look at us in that pink shirt. And I do have a blue one. I do have a blue one on, by the way. But, you know, embrace reinvention, all those things that come with what you're going to be dealing with as a leader. We're going to have to make sure that we're doing it in a way with collaboration that feels like we are completing them as one, not necessarily just competing against where their agenda is, where they thought, where they're scared, where their fears are, where they are, like, you know, all those questions that come with it that we deal with ourselves as well.
Yeah. Well, kind of leads into question four, was just a continuation of that. Another lesson that John has taught. And I, this one really affected me big time. The question was, am I balancing care with candor? Mm-hmm. And as I'll just give you the overview of that, is that care, if it's all care, which we want to be caring, level two caring leaders, that's great. But if it's all care and no candor, no straight talk, then it's a little bit dysfunctional because there's no situation that it's all good. But if you're all straight talk, all candor and no care, then that can become distant. People don't want to be around a leader like that. And I just noticed as we're communicating, go back to our topic, we're trying to reduce the gap between what I intend and what they perceive. I think adding this balance to me really made a lot of sense. This one really resonates with me.
Yeah. You, in order, again, to your point, going back to what are we talking about? Intent versus perception gap. How do we reduce that gap in between us and our people that are on our team? It's our responsibility as a leader to take that step, right? It's not the responsibility of our team to close that gap. It's our responsibility as a leader. So in order to close that gap, you have to have some candid conversations and you have to be direct with them. But if you do it in the right way and you do it with care and then a candid conversation, if you do it with care, people begin to trust you, okay? They will trust that your candid conversation is coming from the right place. Mm-hmm. And for us, we talk a lot about the fact that if you do level two well, if you connect and build relationships and you empathize, and it's going to give you enough change in your pocket to have candid conversations, right? We often talk about leaders that naturally lead from a level three production go mindset. Sometimes they're running over their people, man. They oftentimes don't have enough change in their leadership pocket to have those kind of candid conversations and then be perceived the right way. Mm-hmm. The fault at level two, where you and I kind of naturally are bent, is that we get to a point to where we do have enough change in our pocket, but we never use it because we kind of bent to that. And so it's this fine line of this balance. That's why John calls it the balance, the care and the candor. And I think in times of uncertainty, I think it's more important than ever to be extremely clear in your communication. I'm just encouraging you, because we were sharing a story right before we went live here about a leader that you're coaching that was very clear and very candid to his people about this reopening, okay? But man, is there a huge intent versus perception gap behind that way he was communicating to his people? And so I think you have to kind of balance, you know, both of them there.
Totally agree. And this is a time, this is actually a time for abundant straight talk. You definitely have to talk about the hard things. So we're wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, where we're sitting, how we're engaging, how we connect, how do we, you know, somebody was telling me the other day they didn't want to add a PDF, they needed somebody to sign it. Just send it to me and I'll print it. I don't want you to touch it and hand it to me. Okay, we need to have conversations, but you need to have care in those conversations because everybody is coming from a different place and care is going to feel different to different folks. But if you just all candor, it's going to be tough on that gap. Totally. The final one, love your comments on this one too, is am I communicating why? I just wrapped it with this one thinking that while you think everyone knows you know, what's going on in our vision and our mission and our why and our purpose and all that, there's been so much change through this uncertain time and so many, we reflect on what really happened. Does it change what we're doing and why we're doing it? I just think people, the more clear they are on, one, go back to number one, aware of you and your authenticity and the why, the purpose about what we're doing, those two things by themselves can really shrink that gap. But I wonder what you think about after we come through all this change, did the why change?
Wow, did the why change? I don't think so. And it's interesting you ask this question because John's got a lesson coming out in a week or two. He just recorded it yesterday with Simon Sinek. And, you know, when you talk about the why, I mean, you know, he is the reason behind people ask that question. Right. And one of the questions that we talked about during that time before going into the session with Simon Sinek was, your people at this point in time, so they want to be heard, okay, sometimes more than they want to be led. But at the end of the day, when we lead them, after we've heard them, we talk about the collaboration, we talk about care and candor. When we get to that point right there, he's got to come back to the why behind what we're doing and how we're going about doing that as a business. And I think when you go through crisis, when you go through times like this that we've gone through, I think it has caused more people to have gut checks and self checks and why am I doing this? Why do I want to be a part of this? And man, are you telling me that the world could shut down in less than 10 days? Like the whole world, the whole United States, specifically for this in the domestic US. And so they go, man, what I'm doing, does it really make a difference? And why am I doing it? And so I think organizations, leaders, team members, those that have influence in their community, their homes, I think this is a great question. Not only do you have to understand your why, but then are you communicating the why behind what you're doing, why you're leading that, why behind your family, your community group, your team, your organization. And so I think right behind, because you know this, no matter the time, the most requested competence of improvement that we get with all organizations is communication. And it still is more than ever now. And I think right behind making sure that you're visible as often as possible and communicating, it's got to be about the why.
Yeah. I on a couple of coaching calls this week, I asked, how's it going with the reopening? They say, everybody seems excited to be back and, you know, coming back into this, but everybody's a little apprehensive. And so that ability to express gratitude and excitement and, you know, keeping people safe, but, you know, standards that we're going to adhere to and expectations we may have. I think now's the time communicating those, that why behind that's big. But well, those are the five. So why don't you wrap it up and take us home?
Yeah. So let me just repeat them back, because I think today's call to action. Again, what Perry and I are trying to do is we're trying to take leadership principles by John that we've seen lived out, we've seen work, and that we have helped people through in all types of organizations, all sizes of organizations and teams. And we're just trying to make it relevant to what you're doing. And so I think the takeaway for me today is to write down these five questions. What is my awareness like, both in how I'm communicating and it's being received, and then my awareness of other people? Okay. Because I promise you this, I thought I had some self-awareness. I've been challenged over the last 30 days with different partners that we have, right? Team members. And you got to make sure that you're very aware. And if not, be comfortable asking the question. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, to your team. So that the first one. Second one, talk about, do you feel like you're manipulating or motivating the team? What's the motive behind it? Number three, am I competing or completing in your communication? What does that look like? Is it inclusive? Do you understand where others are coming from? Have you been collaborative? The care and candor we talked about a lot, right? Which is we are not saying that this is all lovey-dovey and it's all going to be care. Man, you need to be very clear with your team. And part of that is having tough, candid conversations and be comfortable doing that. And then the final one we just talked about, which was, am I communicating the why behind what we do? Why behind what you lead? Share stories, right, of how you've been impacted in times like this and why you are now motivated more than ever because of what you do is tied to the common good, it's tied to making a difference in people's lives. Whatever your why is, man, let your team hear that because it's contagious. And so that's really my takeaway for you today. It's just as simple as that. Write down these five questions, put them on your desk, put them on your computer screen, whatever it might be. And I would ask you to look at them on a daily basis and ask yourself those questions.
Fantastic. Well, if you'd like to leave us a comment, a question, I'd love to hear from you and what you think. And what are your challenges in the reopening? We'd be glad to hear that and maybe even speak to that. You can do that at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also get a learner guide for this session that has these five questions written out for you and some of our notes there as well. As always, we're very grateful that you would join us, that you stick with us, and we always love hearing from you. I want you to stay positive, stay safe, keep leading. This is a great time for leadership to come to the front. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.